Well, the Jays made some news last night. It was a bang. It was a bang-worthy signing. George Springer at 6 years, $150 million. He comes in and plays center field. He likely bats leadoff right off the bat. And a man that is very familiar with him is former MLB-er, Astros analyst. He's been on the show many times before. Here is Jeff Blum. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing very good. It's good to be on with you guys, and I like the intro. That was clever.
Yes, yes. Well, we're excited up here. Everyone's pretty fired up for George Springer to lock in this deal. You've been watching him daily. You know him very well. You know his game very well. I think our audience is pretty familiar with it. But can you take us through your impression of him as a player and how much he's going to upgrade the Blue Jays once he gets up here?
Yeah, the Blue Jays are getting an extremely good ball player, but if you really dig deep, then you find out that George is one of those guys that you want to have in your clubhouse. He's one of those guys you want to have in your community. He has overcome so much as far as the stuttering and doing interviews, and he's helped out with charities. But I tell you what, man, the response down here in Houston has really been a tough one because they're losing a guy that we all watched get drafted, and we all watched a guy develop and become that superstar that you're talking about. And he's a bona fide superstar in the sense that he goes out there and does a lot of damage early on in games. It was a lot of fun to watch him play. He's dynamic in the outfield, throws his body around. I know that he loves hitting up in Toronto, as you guys have seen in the years past and what he's been able to do up there. But you guys are getting a very good player. It's disappointing to see him go, but at the same time, considering how his tenure was here in Houston, I totally understand and respect the fact that he was able to play well enough to get a contract like this, and you guys are going to have a lot of fun watching him.
Jeff, how much of the cheating scandal that happened in Houston, how much of that do you think comes up here with him? I know that he wasn't one of the main players involved in it. They do it as a team, I would imagine. But do you think it's just a couple questions on day one, or is it one of those things where COVID has happened and that's kind of going to the wayside? What are your thoughts on it?
You know what? I don't think it's gone anywhere, the scandal part of it. I think it's just something that's going to kind of linger with the players that were involved. And you're right to the extent that maybe he wasn't as involved. But it, again, you know as well as I do, this day and age, it's guilty by association. And he was one of those guys on that ball club that ended up being a victim of that scandal. So it is going to linger a little bit. And I think playing a season without the fans out there to really let their voices be heard in a stadium, maybe have pushed back the opportunity to 2021 to let that happen. But at the same time, I think putting on a new uniform and being able to create a new identity up there with a new ball club is really going to benefit him. But you guys watch this, and I'm kind of curious to watch this too. When the Blue Jays go through Boston or they go through New York, most notably when they go through New York, I'm kind of curious to see how the response is going to be towards George Springer when he gets into a hostile environment like that, where some of that that cheating maybe had a little bit of an impact in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a storyline. I mean, it's going to continue to be one. That was the biggest scandal in baseball in a long, long time, and it hasn't gone anywhere. And now that Springer's up here, the excitement level is through the roof, and the payment was supreme. I mean, it's the biggest contract the Jays have ever handed out, but it's one that coincides with a timeline that the Jays have been relaying for quite some time. And this front office has used the Houston model for quite some time. They didn't bottom out to the same extent. Like, you would remember that, Jeff. Though I think they won, 42 games 1 year or something. Like, they were horrendous in Houston. But they drafted appropriately, and guys like Springer, Correa, guys like Altuve made it up, and they acquired the right pitching, they acquired the right trades, and the rest is history. They win a World Series, and they're competitive year in, year out. Can you see a similar timeline here with the Blue Jays, with their young talent that they already have? You add a guy like Springer, you add a guy like Kirby Yates out of the bullpen. Could you see the Jays taking a bigger step and continuing on the rise the way Houston did 4 or 5 years ago?
100%. And I think it's a noble thing that they went out there and did as far as trying to draft appropriately, because that's one of the harder things to do in baseball is actually rely on your draft, because you know that the guys you draft may not have that impact for 2, 3, 4 years down the road. So you're kind of projecting what could be. But the Blue Jays, and much like the White Sox too in the American League Central, those teams like the Jays and the White Sox have done a very good job of procuring talent either via trade or getting them through the draft and developing them, getting them to the big leagues. And then you go out and start to bring in some pieces like a George Springer, like a Kirby Yates, who I think is a great sign to, you know, for the back end of the bullpen, because it's one thing to go out there, pitch well, score a lot of runs, but you got to have somebody shut those games down. So that's a good signing. But I think what they're doing is extremely good, because you've got obviously the bona fide talent in that lineup, but now you add a guy like George Springer to the top of it, and with his experience in the postseason and success in the postseason, and the ability to be a veteran who's played through a 162-game season and then moved into the postseason and had success, I think that's where the value in George Springer is really going to show up, is how he affects those guys hitting behind him and how he kind of, his joy and enthusiasm and knowledge for the game kind of rub off on these guys. It's going to be great to watch.
Cannot wait to see it happen. Really appreciate the insight as always, Jeff. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
I look forward to it. Enjoy him. He's a good one.
Yep, we cannot wait. There he is, Jeff Blum, Houston Astros analyst, longtime MLB-er, World Series winner himself. And that's what you hear. You hear a lot about the intangibles and the clubhouse stuff, right?
I wonder, Hayes, the intangibles. Like, everybody's talking about this guy, and they're talking about the right things. As a Blue Jay fan, you're loving it. But if you're a Houston Astros fan, you got to be thinking, of all the transactions and all the player movement, how do we not have this guy signed? Like, how did it get to this? How did we let this core member of our team, who has all the intangibles, the leadership, the performance, all of it's awesome, and we let this one slip through the cracks? Like, give me a break.
I never heard the idea that he would even contemplate returning. Like, it doesn't
it's
mean
like
that
he was
happen.
So pissed off that that it was kind of – when the athlete is like, okay, these guys are dicking around and they're not doing things properly and not respecting me, then it's in the athlete's head, I'm out. And
exactly.
It's just – it's to the highest bidder. And so shame on the Astros for getting to that point. If you're a fan of the Astros, that's where your mind is at. You're like, how did you diss this guy and not respect him? You pay all these other guys from different organizations that have never stepped foot in the clubhouse, but one of the core guys, the heart and soul guy, you do that too? I've never understood that.
Yeah, I would think it's a combination of a couple of different things. One,
right.
You know, you're right. He was probably sitting there saying, when are we talking deal? And it just never came up.
Yeah.
So he may have felt like, okay, forget you guys, I'm out. Because I never heard that Houston was making a pitch. Again, I may be misinformed. I'm not saying that they didn't, but I never heard that
those insiders
would
have been
there.
All over that. They
never
said
came
one
up.
Thing.
It was always the Mets or the Jays. It was never Houston included in that. But I also do wonder about if the scandal pushed him out. He said, I got to get out of here. You know, for my own career, I got to salvage something here. And once I get an opportunity to leave, I got to leave.
Like, and maybe that's not bad advice from an agent or someone. That's not a bad idea to rid yourself of that and just say, I'm moving on to greener things.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if you got Altuve in a candid moment or Correa and said, listen, we can pick you up and you're a San Francisco Giant tomorrow. Do you want to do it? I could see them be like, yeah, I'll take that. Like, please get me out of here. Like, it's still poisonous down here because of what happened. But listen, that was their decision, and in the end, the Jays lock him in, and it's the biggest contract in franchise history. And they've signed Kirby Yates. They're in on Brad Hand, who's a left-handed option out of the bullpen and a pretty decent one at that. If they can sign him, find some starting pitching, maybe a third baseman. I know the to-do list is still relatively long, but it's coming together. You know, on top of Bichette, Biggio, Vladdy, maybe Danny Jansen continues to grow. Hernandez had a great year last year. Gurriel, if he stays healthy, can play. You know, you got a pretty good lineup up here in Toronto.
Yeah.
You got to get the arms together, and it's still a good farm system too, right? So
that's
them in a good spot.
Thing. They look good, and you just need to continue to. I'd like to see them double down, like just dive in even more. You know,
I agree. There's no cap. You're not even close to the luxury tax, even with Springer on the books at $25 million. They're still well under $100 million for total payroll. You know, they've got a lot of flexibility here. And I get the impression, based on what Steve Phillips was saying a couple of hours ago, like, strap in, brace yourself, there's going to be more. The Jays are in on more guys. But this is a really good start, locking in Springer last night.